from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Election Day Sunday in France. France will be holding round two of its presidential election on Sunday. Voters choosing between far-right populist Marine Le Pen and moderate Emmanuel Macron. In an unusual gesture, former U.S. President Barack Obama has stepped from the shadows of his post-presidency in order to endorse Mr. Macron.
Because of how important this election is, I also want you to know that I am supporting Emmanuel Macron to lead you forward.
Pre-election voter polls currently show Macron with a double-digit lead. VOA's Luis Ramirez, covering the election for VOA, contemplates their trustworthiness.
And so there is certainly optimism in the Macron camp that the polls will again be right in this second round. That said, there is the element of silent voters, people who have expressed, in interviews that I have done here, expressed a reluctance to identify publicly as Le Pen supporters, saying things like, "I will vote for Le Pen, but please don't say that I am going to."
4.5 years after the horrific gang rape of a 23-year-old woman in New Delhi, India's Supreme Court has upheld the death penalty for 4 men convicted in the brutal assault that led to her death. The decision brings to a close a case that triggered an unprecedented wave of public outrage and turned a global spotlight on sexual violence against women in India. Applause broke out in the packed courtroom on Friday, and there were tears in the eyes of the young student's mother as the judgment was handed down. The young paramedic student was brutally assaulted by 5 men and a juvenile on a moving bus she had boarded with a male friend. She died 2 weeks later in a Singapore hospital due to the injuries she had suffered. This is VOA News. A U.S. service member has been killed during an operation against Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. The U.S. military said Friday that the service member was killed near Bari, Somalia, approximately 40 miles west of Mogadishu. The statement from the military's African command said the U.S. forces were conducting an advise and assist mission alongside the members of the Somali National Party. Border clashes between Pakistan and Afghanistan killed several civilians and wounded dozens of people Friday in a disputed area. A Pakistan Army spokesman said the fighting erupted after Afghan forces fired at a government census team near the southwestern border town of Shaman. Pakistani military officials say the clashes have intensified and widened since the initial conflict and are ongoing. The United States is rallying Southeast Asian countries to advance Washington's approach to address North Korea's threats and to uphold principles, including freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in his first meeting with ASEAN members, asked them to speak in one voice to tackle North Korea's nuclear and missile proliferation. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey has testified before the House of Representatives as part of the investigation into Russia's activities during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Earlier, Comey told a Senate committee that it makes him mildly nauseous to think his agency might have had an impact on Donald Trump winning the U.S. presidential election after it reopened a probe into Democratic Party presidential challenger Hillary Clinton days before the vote. Morocco has been boosting its phosphate mining industry, hoping to corner up to 40% of the world market within 3 years. Now, the country's huge deposits of phosphate, a vital nutrient for agriculture, are part of an ancient seabed that's littered with history. For example, in one of Morocco's strip mines, fossils have been found of what may be one of Africa's last dinosaurs. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
Very little is known about dinosaurs in Africa during the Cretaceous period. But they, like others around the world, were wiped out by an asteroid impact 66 million years ago. One of them was the Shinanosaurus barbaricus. A piece of its jawbone was found in Morocco's Oulad Abdoun Basin, west of the Atlas Mountains. Dr. Nick Longrich is one of the lead researchers.
It's a carnivorous dinosaur. It's a two-legged predator, similar to T-Rex. It's not quite as large. It's about maybe 8 or 9 meters long.
It also had very tiny hands. Shinanosaurus barbaricus helps paint a picture of Africa 66 million years ago. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.